The Fourth Book of Kings, Chapter 24. The Reign of Joachim, Joachin, and Sedecius. In his days, Nabuchodonosor, king of Babylon, came up, and Joachim became his servant 3 years. Then again he rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him the rovers of the Chaldees, and the rovers of Syria, and the rovers of Moab, and the rovers of the children of Ammon. And he sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servants, the prophets. And this came by the word of the Lord against Judah, to remove them from before him for all the sins of Manasseh, which he did, and for the innocent blood that he shed, filling Jerusalem with innocent blood. And therefore the Lord would not be appeased. But the rest of the acts of Joachim, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Joachim slept with his fathers, and Joachin his son reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his own country, for the king of Babylon had taken all that had belonged to the king of Egypt, from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates. Joachin was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all that his father had done. At that time the servants of Nabuchodonosor, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was surrounded with their forts. And Nabuchodonosor, king of Babylon, came to the city with his servants to assault it. And Joachin, king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother and his servants and his nobles and his eunuchs. And the king of Babylon received him in the 8th year of his reign. And he brought out from thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. And he cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. And he carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the valiant men of the army, to the number of 10,000 into captivity, and every artificer and smith, and none were left, but the poor sort of the people of the land. And he carried away Joachin into Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his eunuchs, and the judges of the land he carried into captivity from Jerusalem into Babylon. And all the strong men, 7,000, and the artificers, and the smiths, 1,000, all that were valiant men and fit for war. And the king of Babylon led them captives into Babylon. And he appointed Mathanias, his uncle, in his stead, and called his name Sedecius. Sedecius was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Amital, the daughter of Jeremias of Lobna. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all that Joachim had done. For the Lord was angry against Jerusalem and against Judah, till he cast them out from his face. And Sedecius revolted from the king of Babylon. Chapter 25. Jerusalem is besieged and taken by Nabuchodonosor. Sedecius is taken. The city and temple are destroyed. Godolias, who is left governor, is slain. Joachim is exalted by evil Merodach. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, the 10th day of the month, that Nabuchodonosor, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem. And they surrounded it, and raised works round about it. And the city was shut up and besieged till the 11th year of King Sedecius, the 9th day of the month. And a famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And a breach was made into the city, and all the men of war fled in the night between the 2 walls by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees besieged the city round about, and Sedecius fled by the way that leadeth to the plains of the wilderness. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all the warriors that were with him were scattered and left him. So they took the king, and brought him to the king of Babylon, to Riblatha, and he gave judgment upon him. And he slew the sons of Sedecius before his face, and he put out his eyes, and bound him with chains, and brought him to Babylon. In the 5th month, the 7th day of the month, that is, the 19th year of the king of Babylon, came Nabuzardan, commander of the army, a servant of the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and the houses of Jerusalem, and every house he burnt with fire. And all the army of the Chaldees, which was with the commander of the troops, broke down the walls of Jerusalem round about. And Nebuzaradan, the commander of the army, carried away the rest of the people that remained in the city, and the fugitives that had gone over to the king of Babylon, and the remnant of the common people. But of the poor of the land he left some dressers of vines and husbandmen. And the pillars of brass that were in the temple of the Lord, and the bases, and the sea of brass which was in the house of the Lord, the Chaldees broke in pieces, and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. They took away also the pots of brass, and the masers, and the forks, and the cups, and the mortars, and all the vessels of brass with which they ministered. Moreover also the censers, and the bowls, such as were of gold in gold, and such as were of silver in silver, the general of the army took away. That is, two pillars, one sea, and the bases which Solomon had made in the temple of the Lord. The brass of all these vessels was without weight. One pillar was 18 cubits high, and the chapiter of brass which was upon it was 3 cubits high. And the network and the pomegranates that were upon the chapiter of the pillar were all of brass, and the second pillar had the like adorning. And the general of the army took Sarias, the chief priest, and Sophonius, the second priest, and 3 doorkeepers. And out of the city 1 eunuch, who was captain over the men of war, and 5 men of them that had stood before the king, whom he found in the city, and Sophar, the captain of the army who exercised the young soldiers of the people of the land, and 60 men of the common people who were found in the city. These Nebuzaradan, the general of the army, took away, and carried them to the king of Babylon, to Riblatha. And the king of Babylon smote them, and slew them at Riblatha, in the land of Amath. So Judah was carried away out of their land. But over the people that remained in the land of Judah, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left, he gave the government to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. And when all the captains of the soldiers had heard this, they and the men that were with them, to wit, that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor, they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, Ishmael the son of Nethanias, and Johanan the son of Kari, and Sariah the son of Thanahumeth the Netophathite, and Jezaniah the son of Mekathi, they and their men. And Gedaliah swore to them and to their men, saying, "Be not afraid to serve the Chaldees. Stay in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." But it came to pass in the 7th month that Ishmael, the son of Nethanias, the son of Elisama, of the seed royal, came, and 10 men with him, and smote Gedaliah, so that he died, and also the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him in Mizpah. And all the people, both little and great, and the captains of the soldiers, rising up, went to Egypt, fearing the Chaldees. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joachim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, the 27th day of the month, Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, lifted up the head of Joachim, king of Judah, out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and he set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. And he changed his garments, which he had in prison, and he ate bread always before him, all the days of his life. And he appointed him a continual allowance, which was also given him by the king day by day, all the days of his life. Thus ends the 4th book of Kings. The 1st book of Paralipomenon. Chapter 1. The genealogy of the patriarchs down to Abraham. The posterity of Abraham and of Esau. Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Malaleel, Jared, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Sem, Cam, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, Thubal, Mosok, Theras. And the sons of Gomer, Askinez, and Riphath, and Thogorma. And the sons of Javan, Elisa, and Tharsis, Kitham, and Dodanim. The sons of Cham, Chus, and Mesrai, and Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Chus, Saba, and Hivila, Sabatha, and Regma, and Sabathaka. And the sons of Regma, Saba, and Dedan. Now Chus begot Nimrod. he began to be mighty upon earth. But Mesraim begot Ludim, and Ananim, and Labim, and Nephtuim, Phetrasim also, and Casluim, from whom came the Philistines, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and the Hethite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arachite, and the Sinite, and the Aradian, and the Samarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Sem, Elam, and Asur, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Hus, and Hul, and Gether, and Mosok. And Arphaxad begot Saleh, and Saleh begot Heber, and to Heber were born two sons. The name of the one was Phaleg, because in his days the earth was divided. And the name of his brother was Jecton. And Jecton begot Elmodad, and Saleph, and Asarmoth, and Jari, and Adoram, and Usal, and Dekla, and Hebal, and Abimael, and Saba, and Ophir, and Hevila, and Johab. All these are the sons of Jecton: Sem, Arphaxad, Sali, Heber, Phaleg, Ragau, Serug, Nakor, Thare, Abram, this is Abraham, and the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. And these are of the generations of them: the firstborn of Ishmael, Nabajoth, then Seder, and Adbeel, and Mabsam, and Masma, and Duma, Masa, Hadad, and Thema, Jeter, Nephis, Kedma. These are the sons of Ishmael. And the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, whom she bore: Zamran, Jekson, Medan, Madian, Jezbok, and Sui. And the sons of Jekson, Saba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan, Asarim, and Latusim, and Laoman. And the sons of Madian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abida, and Elde. All these are the sons of Seturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, and his sons were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Rahuel, Jehus, Ahilom, and Kore. The sons of Eliphaz, Theman, Omar, Sephi, Gathan, Kenes, and by Thamna, Amalek. The sons of Rahuel, Nahath, Zarah, Sama, Meza. The sons of Seir, Lotan, Sobal, Sebion, Ena, Dison, Eser, Disan. The sons of Lotan, Horai, Homam. And the sister of Lotan was Thamna. The sons of Sobal, Elion, and Manahath, and Ebal, Sephi, and Onam. The sons of Sibion, Aya, and Anna. The son of Anna, Dison. The sons of Dison, Hamram, and Isiban, and Jethron, and Charon. The sons of Eser, Balin, and Zevan, and Jakan. The sons of Dison, Hus, and Aran. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom, before there was a king over the children of Israel: Bale, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinaba. And Bale died, and Joab, the son of Zari of Bosra, reigned in his stead. And when Joab also was dead, Husam of the land of the Themanites reigned in his stead. And Husam also died, and Adad, the son of Badad, reigned in his stead, and he defeated the Midianites in the land of Moab, and the name of his city was Avith. And when Adad also was dead, Simla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. Simla also died, and Saul of Rehoboth, which is near the river, reigned in his stead. And when Saul was dead, Balanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. He also died, and Adad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Phao, and his wife was called Mitabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizab. And after the death of Adad, there began to be dukes in Edom instead of kings: Duke Thamna, Duke Alva, Duke Jetheth, Duke Ulibama, Duke Elah, Duke Phenon, Duke Kenes, Duke Theman, Duke Mabsar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Hiram. These are the dukes of Edom. Chapter 2. The 12 tribes of Israel, the genealogy of Judah down to David, other genealogies of the tribe of Judah. And these are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Aser. The sons of Judah, Hur, Onan, and Selah. These three were born to him of the Canaanitess, the daughter of Sui. And Hur, the firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Thamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Phares and Zerah. So all the sons of Judah were five. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons also of Zeri, Zemri, and Ethan, and Eman, and Kalkal, and Dara, five in all. And the sons of Carmi, Achar, who troubled Israel and sinned by the theft of the anathema. The sons of Ethan, Azarias, and the sons of Hezron that were born to him, Jeremiel, and Ram, and Calabi. And Ram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nahasun, prince of the children of Judah. And Nahasun begot Salma, the father of Booz. And Booz begot Obed, and Obed begot Esai, and Esai begot Eliab, his firstborn, the second Abinadab, the third Shema, the fourth Nathaniel, the fifth Radai, the sixth Asam, the seventh David. And their sisters were Sarvia and Abigail, the sons of Sarvia, Abisai, Joab, and Asael, three. And Abigail bore Amasa, whose father was Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb, the son of Hezron, took a wife named Azubah, of whom he had Jerioth, and her sons were Jaser, and Sobab, and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took to wife Ephratah, who bore him Hur, and Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezaleel. And afterwards Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Galaad, and took her to wife when he was 80 years old. And she bore him Segub. And Segub begot Jer, and he had 23 cities in the land of Galaad. And he took Jeser and Aram, the towns of Jer and Kenath, and the villages thereof, 80 cities, all these the sons of Machir, father of Galaad. And when Hezron was dead, Caleb went in to Ephratah. Hezron also had to wife Abiah, who bore him Asher, the father of Thecua. And the sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, his firstborn, and Bunah, and Aram, and Asam, and Achiah. And Jeremiel married another wife, named Atara, who was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Mus, Jamin, and Achar. And Onam had sons Semai and Jedah. And the sons of Semai, Nadab, and Abisur. And the name of Abisur's wife was Abihail, who bore him Ahoban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab were Salad and Aphaim. And Salad died without children. But the son of Aphaim was Jesai, and Jesai begot Sison, and Sison begot Oholai. And the sons of Jedah, the brother of Semai, Jether and Jonathan. And Jether also died without children. But Jonathan begot Phaleth and Ziza. These were the sons of Jeremiel. And Sison had no sons, but daughters, and a servant, an Egyptian, named Jerah. And he gave him his daughter to wife, and she bore him Ethai. And Ethai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zebad, and Zebad begot Ophlal, and Ophlal begot Obed. Obed begot Jehu, Jehu begot Azarias, Azarias begot Hillis, and Hillis begot Elasa, Elasa begot Sesomoi, Sesomoi begot Salem, Salem begot Ikemia, Ikemia begot Elisama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Mesa, his firstborn, who was the father of Siph, and the sons of Meresa, father of Hebron, and the sons of Hebron, Kore, and Thaphua, and Rechem, and Sama. And Sama begot Raham, the father of Jerkam, and Rechem begot Samai, the son of Samai, Maon, and Maon the father of Bethsur. And Ephah, the concubine of Caleb, bore Haran, and Mosa, and Gezez, and Haran begot Gezez, and the sons of Jahadai, Rogam, and Joathan, and Gesen, and Phelet, and Ephah, and Saph. And Mekah, the concubine of Caleb, bore Saber, and Tharana. And Seth, the father of Madmena, begot Sui, the father of Machbena, and the father of Geba. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksah. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Sobal, the father of Kiriathiram, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, Harith, the father of Beth-Gader. And Sobal, the father of Kiriathiram, had sons, he that saw half of the places of rest. And of the kindred of Kiriathiram, the Jethrites, and Aphuthites, and Samathites, and Masorites, of them came the Sarites, and Estholites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and Netophathi, the crowns of the house of Joab, and half of the place of the rest of Sarai, and the families of the scribes that dwell in Jabes, singing and making melody, and abiding in tents. These are the Kenites, who came of Kalor, Kamath, father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3. The genealogy of the house of David. Now these were the sons of David that were born to him in Hebron: the firstborn Amnon of Akinoam, the Jezreelitess; the second Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelitess; the third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Tolmai, king of Gezer; the fourth Adonias, the son of Agith; the fifth Saphatias of Abital; the sixth Jethrahem of Eglah, his wife. So six sons were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these sons were born to him in Jerusalem: Sima, and Sobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four of Bethsabi, the daughter of Amiel, Jabar also, and Elisama, and Eliphaleth, and Nogi, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elisama, and Eliada, and Eliphaleth, nine. All these the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines, and they had a sister, Thamar. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, whose son Abia begot Asa, and his son was Josaphat, the father of Joram. And Joram begot Ochazias, of whom was born Joath, and his son Amasias begot Azarias. And Joathan, the son of Azarias, begot Achaz, the father of Ezekias, of whom was born Manasses. And Manasses begot Amon, the father of Josias. And the sons of Josias were the firstborn Johanan, the second Joachim, the third Sedecius, the fourth Salem. Of Joachim was born Jeconias and Sedecius. The sons of Jeconias were Aser, Salathiel, Melkarim, Phadae, Seneser, and Jechemiah, Sema, and Nadabiah. Of Phadae were born Zorobabel and Semai. Zorobabel begot Mosalam, Hananias, and Salomith their sister, Hesaba also, and Ohal, and Barachias, and Hasadias, Josaph Hesed, five. And the son of Hananias was Phaltias, the father of Jesias, whose son was Rephae, and his son was Arnon, of whom was born Obdeah, whose son was Sechanias. The son of Sechanias was Simei, whose sons were Hatus, and Jegal, and Bariah, and Neriah, and Sephat, six in number. The sons of Neriah, Elioni, and Ezekias, and Ezrakam, three. The sons of Elioni, Odui, and Eliasub, and Philariah, and Akub, and Johanan, and Dalia, and Anani, seven. Chapter 4. Other genealogies of Judah and of Simeon, and their victories. The sons of Judah: Phares, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Sobal. And Riah, the son of Sobal, begot Jahath, of whom were born Ahumai and Lead. These are the families of Sarathi. And this is the posterity of Edom: Jezrahel, and Jesima, and Jedibos, and the name of their sister was Asaleptuni. And Phanuel, the father of Gedor, and Izar, the father of Hosa. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asur, the father of Thecua, had two wives, Halah and Nerah. And Nerah bore him Ozam, and Hefer, and Themani, and Ahasthari. These are the sons of Nerah. And the sons of Halah: Serath, Isar, and Ithnan. And Kos begot Enob, and Soboba, and the kindred of Aharahel, the son of Aram. And Jabes was more honorable than any of his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabes, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." And Jabes called upon the God of Israel, saying, "If blessing thou wilt bless me, and wilt enlarge my borders, and thy hand be with me, and thou save me from being oppressed by evil." And God granted him the things he prayed for. And Caleb, The brother of Sua begot Maher, who was the father of Isthon, and Isthon begot Bethrapha, and Phasi, and Tehina, father of the city of Nais. These are the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenes were Othoniel, and Sarai, and the sons of Othoniel, Hathath, and Maonathi. Maonathi begot Ophrah, and Sarai begot Joab, the father of the valley of artificers, for artificers were there. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephoni, were Her, and Elah, and Naham, and the sons of Elah, Kenes, the sons also of Jalaleel, Ziph, and Ziphah, Thiriah, and Asrael, and the sons of Esra, Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalon, and he begot Mariam, and Samai, and Jezba, the father of Esthemo. And his wife Judiah bore Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, Ikuthiel, the father of Zanoi. These are the sons of Bethiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took to wife. And the sons of his wife Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, the father of Teliah, Garmai, and Esthemo, who was of Maccathai. The sons also of Simon, Amnon, and Rinnah, the son of Hanan, and Thilon, and the sons of Jesai Zohath, and Benzotheth, the sons of Selah, the son of Judah, Her, the father of Lekah, and Leda, the father of Maresa, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen in the house of oath. And he that made the sun to stand, and the men of lying, and secure, and burning, who were princes in Moab, and who returned into Lahem. Now these are things of old. These are the potters, and they dwelt in plantations and hedges, with the king for his works, and they abode there. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Saul, Selim his son, Mapsam his son, Masma his son, the sons of Masma, Hamuel his son, Zachor his son, Semai his son. The sons of Semai were 16, and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many sons, and the whole kindred could not reach to the sum of the children of Judah. And they dwelt in Bersabi, and Melada, and Hasarohal, and in Bela, and in Asam, and in Tholad, and in Bathuel, and in Hormah, and in Sikaleg, and in Bethmar-Kaboth, and in Hasar-Susim, and in Beth-Berai, and in Saarim. These were their cities unto the reign of David. Their towns also were Etam, and Aen, and Rimmon, and Thokan, and Asan, 5 cities, and all their villages round about these cities as far as Baal. This was their habitation, and the distribution of their dwellings. And Mosabab, and Jemlech, and Josah, the son of Amasias, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josabiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asael, and Elionoi, and Jacobah, and Isohiah, and Asiah, and Adiel, and Ismael, and Benaiah. Zizah, also the son of Sephi, the son of Elon, the son of Adiah, the son of Semri, the son of Semaiah. These were named princes in their kindreds, and in the houses of their families were multiplied exceedingly. And they went forth to enter into Gedor as far as to the east side of the valley, to seek pastures for their flocks. And they found fat pastures, and very good, and a country spacious, and quiet, and fruitful, in which some of the race of Cham had dwelt before. And these, whose names are written above, came in the days of Ezekias, king of Judah. And they beat down their tents, and slew the inhabitants that were found there, and utterly destroyed them unto this day. And they dwelt in their place, because they found their fat pastures. Some also of the children of Simeon, 500 men, went into Mount Seir, having for their captains Phatius, and Neriah, and Raphaiah, and Oziel, the sons of Jesai. And they slew the remnant of the Amalekites, who had been able to escape, and they dwelt there in their stead unto this day. Chapter 5. Genealogies of Reuben and Gad, their victories over the Agarites, their captivity. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was his firstborn, but forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his first birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and he was not accounted for the firstborn. But of the race of Judah, who was the strongest among his brethren, came the princes, but the first birthright was accounted to Joseph. The sons then of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Enoch, and Phallu, Esron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Semaiah his son, Gog his son, Semaiah his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Telgath-Phalneser, king of the Assyrians, carried away captive, and he was prince in the tribe of Reuben. And his brethren and all his kindred, when they were numbered by their families, had for princes Jehiel and Zacharias. And Bela, the son of Ezaz, the son of Sama, the son of Joel, dwelt in Aror, as far as Nebo and Bilmeon. And eastward he had his habitation as far as the entrance of the desert and the river Euphrates, for they possessed a great number of cattle in the land of Galaad. And in the days of Saul they fought against the Agarites, and slew them, and dwelt in their tents in their stead in all the country that looketh to the east of Galaad. And the children of Gad dwelt over against them in the land of Basan, as far as Selkah. Johel the chief, and Saphon the second, and Janai and Saphat in Basan. And their brethren, according to the houses of their kindreds, were Michael, and Mosalam, and Sebi, and Jorai, and Jacon, and Zai, and Heber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Hurai, the son of Jarah, the son of Galad, the son of Michael, the son of Jesisi, the son of Jedo, the son of Buz. And their brethren, the sons of Abdiel, the son of Gune, chief of the house in their families, and they dwelt in Galad, and in Basan, and in the towns thereof, and in all the suburbs of Saron, unto the borders. All these were numbered in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and of Gad, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, fighting men bearing shields and swords and bending the bow, and trained up to battles, 44,730 that went out to war. They fought against the Agarites, but the Eturians and Naphis and Nodab gave them help. And the Agarites were delivered into their hands, and all that were with them, because they called upon God in the battle, and he heard them, because they had put their faith in him. And they took all that they possessed, of camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of asses 2,000, and of men 100,000 souls. And many fell down slain, for it was the battle of the Lord. And they dwelt in their stead till the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh possessed the land, from the borders of Basan unto Baal, Hermon, and Senir, and Mount Hermon, for their number was great. And there were the heads of the house of their kindred, Epher, and Jesai, and Eliel, and Israel, and Jeremiah, and Odiah, and Jediel, most valiant and powerful men, and famous chiefs in their families. But they forsook the God of their fathers, and went astray after the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Phul, king of the Assyrians, and the spirit of Telgath-Phalneser, king of Asur. And he carried away Reuben and Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Lahila, and to Habor, and to Arah, and to the river of Gozan, unto this day. Chapter 6. The genealogies of Levi and of Aaron, the cities of the Levites. The sons of Levi were Gerson, Kehath, and Merari. The sons of Kehath, Amram, Issar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Mary. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, and Phinehas begot Abiasu, and Abiasu begot Bochi, and Bochi begot Uzzi, and Uzzi begot Zarias, and Zarias begot Marioth, and Marioth begot Amarias, and Amarias begot Akitob, Akitob begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Achimas, Achimas begot Azarias, Azarias begot Johanan, Johanan begot Azarias. This is he that executed the priestly office in the house which Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azarias begot Amarias, and Amarias begot Akitob, and Akitob begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Salem. Salem begot Helcias, and Helcias begot Azarias. Azarias begot Sarias, and Sarias begot Josedek. Now Josedek went out when the Lord carried away Judah and Jerusalem by the hands of Nabuchodonosor. So the sons of Levi were Gerson, Kehath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gerson, Lobni, and Semai. The sons of Kehath, Amram, and Esar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Maholi, and Musi. And these are the kindreds of Levi according to their families. Of Gerson, Lobni, his son, Jahath, his son, Zama, his son, Joah, his son, Ado, his son, Zara, his son, Jethri, his son. The sons of Kehath, Aminadab, his son, Kori, his son, Aser, his son, Elkanah, his son, Abisaph, his son, Aser, his son, Thahath, his son, Uriel, his son, Ozias, his son, Saul, his son, the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Achimoth, and Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Sophai, his son, Naoth, his son, Eliab, his son, Jeroham, his son, Elkanah, his son, the sons of Samuel, the firstborn, Veseni, and Abiah, and the sons of Merari, Mahole, Lubni, his son, Semai, his son, Oza, his son, Samaah, his son, Hagiah, his son, Asaiah, his son. These are they whom David set over the singing men of the house of the Lord, after that the ark was placed. And they ministered before the tabernacle of the testimony with singing until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they stood according to their order in the ministry. And these are they that stood with their sons, of the sons of Keth, Hemam, a singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Fohu, the son of Suf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mehith, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Johel, the son of Azarias, the son of Sophonias, the son of Thehet, the son of Aser, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Kori, the son of Isar, the son of Keith, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, Asaph, the son of Barachias, the son of Semaah, the son of Michael, the son of Bexiah, the son of Melchiah, the son of Athani, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zema, the son of Semai, the son of Jeth, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi, and the sons of Merari, their brethren. On the left hand, Ethan, the son of Cusai, the son of Abdi, the son of Melech, the son of Hasabiah, the son of Amasai, the son of Helkias, the son of Amasai, the son of Bonai, the son of Sumer, the son of Mahole, the son of Musi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brethren also the Levites, who were appointed for all the ministry of the tabernacle in the house of the Lord. But Aaron and his sons offered burnt offerings upon the altar of holocausts, and upon the altar of incense, for every work of the Holy of Holies, and to pray for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abiasu his son, Bochi his son, Ozai his son, Zariah his son, Merioth his son, Amarias his son, Akitob his son, Sadok his son, Achimas his son. And these are their dwelling places by the towns and confines, to wit, of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kethites, for they fell to them by lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, and the suburbs thereof round about, but the fields of the city and the villages to Caleb, son of Jephon. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities for refuge Hebron, and Lobdan, the suburbs thereof, and Jether, and Esthimo, with their suburbs, and Helon, and Debir, with their suburbs, Esan also, and Bethsemes, with their suburbs. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gebi and its suburbs, Almath with its suburbs, Anathoth also with its suburbs. All their cities throughout their families were 13. And to the sons of Keth that remained of their kindred, they gave out of the half-tribe of Manasseh 10 cities in possession. And to the sons of Gershon by their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Aser, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. And to the sons of Merari by their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, they gave by lot 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites the cities and their suburbs, and they gave them by lot out of the tribe of the sons of Judah, and out of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, these cities, which they called by their names. And to them that were of the kindred of the sons of Keth, and the cities in their borders were of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave the cities of refuge Sichem, with its suburbs, in Mount Ephraim, and Gezer with its suburbs, Jekmon also with its suburbs, and Beth-Horon in like manner, Helon also with its suburbs, and Geth-Ramon in like manner. And out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner and its suburbs, Balaam and its suburbs, to wit, to them that were left of the family of the sons of Keth. And to the sons of Gershom, out of the kindred of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan and its suburbs, and Ashtaroth with its suburbs. Out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedes and its suburbs, and Dabareth with its suburbs, Ramoth also and its suburbs, and Anan with its suburbs. And out of the tribe of Aser, Mesal with its suburbs, and Abdon in like manner. Hukok also and its suburbs, and Rohol with its suburbs. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedes in Galilee and its suburbs, Hamon with its suburbs, and Kiriathaim and its suburbs. and to the sons of Merari that remained out of the tribe of Zabulon, Rimmonel and its suburbs, and Thabor with its suburbs. Beyond the Jordan also, over against Jericho on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bosor in the wilderness with its suburbs, and Jassa with its suburbs. Kedemoth also and its suburbs, and Mephath with its suburbs. Moreover, also out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Galaad and its suburbs, and Manaim and its suburbs, Hesibon also with its suburbs, and Jazer with its suburbs. End of side one.